Hey everyone, welcome back to Creating Heroes / Chloe's Nerdy News. So, I am going through my old blogs that I had been doing back a few years ago and turning them into podcasts. And I am wrapping up on all of those. So today I'm going over Captain America. And then after that, I have one more superhero, and then I am done with going through these old blogs that I've done. So for those of you who have been keeping up and listening to these throughout, all of the ones I've been putting out each week, thank you so much. It really means a lot. So today, I have Captain America. So Captain America, aka Steve Rogers, is, a huge Marvel superhero and basically the leader of the Avengers. He's the first Avenger. Captain America represents, a humble person who fights for his country and he stands up for loyalty and dedication. He is polite, kind, respectful to everyone he meets, unless you're Hydra or somebody. But the superhero Captain America, that has been around for over 70 years, he wears this iconic suit that resembles, the American flag, and he has a super shield that acts as his primary, defense in combat. And I think the majority of Captain America fans know that, Captain America as the new, really, he's played by Chris Evans, and he is kind of, everyone's generation of, the person that's playing Captain America. Unlike Batman, who there's several people, with Captain America, it's really not that many. I think maybe there's one other person, maybe a couple other people that have played him, but typically it is, Chris Evans. That's what everyone, that's the face everyone remembers. And he played Captain America way back. It's actually been 10 years now in the first Captain America movie, which tells his, his origin story about this kid who dreamed of serving in the army in the 1940s and his journey about how the things he went through to become a super soldier. I feel like, not a lot of people value that anymore, that his love for what he loved for he loved his country and he wanted nothing more than to be a soldier. And I just feel like that's such a wonderful thing. Like, you don't see a lot of people want that anymore, sadly. But I chose Captain America because he is just a very, very different than Catwoman that I did last week. Captain America is so morally centered. He can almost seem pretty rigid, which is like the opposite of Selena Kyle. And just in light of everything that's going on, with the military and soldiers and everything that's kind of going on right now, I felt like, Captain America, it would be a good time to talk about, a dedicated, great soldier. We have a lot of holidays where we celebrate the lives of all the people that have fought for our country. And Captain America, may be fictional, but I think he represents someone who has done that very thing. And he has all the qualities of a true patriotic American. Not only is he a good fit, for a superhero, but I think it's also really easy to talk about the different aspects of him, like the spirituality and, his personality. And he did mention, in the first Avengers movie that there's only one God. So I think it's kind of obviously saying that, he does believe in Christianity. He's not exactly like Thor where he's into the Norse, that Norse mythology. But I'll dive deeper, you know, later on about that. But I just wanted to jump into introducing Captain America for a second, and just to celebrate, you know, the patriotic time that we're in right now. So for those of you who don't know, the Captain America comic books, they actually started in the 40s. So just like how the first movie starts out, that's actually when the first comic book, that's actually when Captain America was invented. He was invented in the 40s. His name is Steve or Steven Rogers. He is from New York. And he does have this very cool, you know, a lot of powers and abilities. He's in like tip-top shape. He has these enhanced physical and mental, you know, abilities. He's very skilled, and he's armed in armed and unarmed combat. So even like with a gun and a shield or without, he's still very skilled, and he is a very good leader, really cool, you know, field commander. And of course he's known for having his, you know, amazing shield. But going, so diving into his character, I wanted to first talk about the mind of Captain America. So when you think of the mind of Captain America, you know, what do you think of? Do you think of, you know, maybe an old soul, or, you know, this humble soldier, or someone that's actually stubborn? I think someone that maybe always goes by the rule book. So maybe none of these, or, you know, maybe all four. But what comes to mind for me when I think of the personality behind Steve Rogers is I really think of someone that is a very much of a duty seeker. As I studied Steve Rogers' personality through these big Marvel films, and as well as, you know, just looking online, I also read an interesting personality book called Which Type Am I? By Renee Barron. It's a psychology book that explains the Myers-Briggs personality types. And as I read these definitions, to me, he was kind of in between somewhere of an ISFJ and an ISTJ. So he was kind of in the middle between those two. Both of those personality types are duty seekers. They are motivated by the need to feel useful and of service. They like to stick to, you know, the standard way of doing things, and they value the traditions, the customs, and the laws of society. Steve Rogers is someone who is reserved, loyal, careful, you know, systematic, very organized, and, you know, focused on the facts. He's very hardworking, you know. Sometimes superheroes, you know, they have the tendency to be maybe not extremely hardworking, but he really is, and he really follows through what he says he's going to do. You know, he's very down to earth and trustworthy. I think he honors all the commitments that he makes. You know, he always does what is right, and he expects that of other people. He seems to be, you know, pretty calm and consistent, you know, and in the different crises things that go on in the films. You know, those are all definitions of an ISTJ. And to me, that sounded like Captain America. So, and I think one of the reasons why he and Iron Man, they never really got along, was because Iron Man believes, you know, in bending and breaking the rules and making your own and, you know, living outside of the box. And, you know, that those people who live by the rule book, they need to relax and they need to realize that there's other ways to get things done. And so you definitely see that in, you know, the whole dynamic between Iron Man and Captain America, is that these two, their personalities, you know, really clash. Not, you know, in the first Avengers movie when they're fighting, and then, of course, their huge thing in Civil War, and just kind of as their whole friendship kind of goes. But on the other note, Captain America is also someone who is, you know, conscientious and cooperative, and he's very loyal, dependable, self-disciplined. I think he's pretty quiet, but friendly. So, you know, he's someone that is can work behind the scenes of helping others. He is, I think he's very like gentle and warm. And despite getting his shield, you know, stolen from him at the beginning of that fight scene in Captain America Civil War, he found a way to make, you know, that friendly small talk to Spider-Man in the middle of that war. You know, he steals his shield and then he just, you know, he's still, you know, he can still be nice. So just, I think Captain America is just one of America's favorite superheroes, not only because of what he stands for, which I'm going to talk about next, but just his character and his sense of morale that you see shining through his personality. You know, not many male grown adult heroes, you know, are presented as being kind. You know, there's a lot of ones that are really tough, like Batman, but kind, I feel like, I definitely think of Captain America. He's like the king of kindness and politeness. He definitely reminds me of an old-fashioned World War II fighting grandpa-like, you know, father figure. And I think people love his, you know, the loyalty of between him and Bucky and his relationship with Peggy. And, you know, he's just very, very dedicated to people. And that's something that people really value in a person. So those are all characteristics about Captain America and his personality that I think are just definitely who he is. But I also wanted to talk about, you know, the will of Captain America and what he stands for. One thing I have noticed about Captain America throughout the Marvel Cinematic Universe is that he is a true blue character. He is someone that doesn't change a whole lot of who he is as a person, even from, you know, the very first Captain America movie all the way to Endgame. He just, you know, in every appearance that he's in, he is the same. And he grows firmer and he becomes more experienced in, you know, fighting these wars and the betrayal of people, but he never loses that sense of kindness. I think that that's just a great thing about what he stands for, is I think he stands for kindness above all. And, you know, after tapping into the mind of Captain America, you know, looking into what exactly does he stand for, you know, with that kindness, you know, what are his goals and expectations as a hero? I think he does seem to have a loyalty to his loved ones, you know, kind of like Thor, but seems to be a little bit more kind-hearted than Thor. I think Captain America stands for being a model soldier and a kind person who will lay down his life for his friends, someone who follows rules and fights orderly and gets the job done fast and efficient. You know, I think he stands for someone who is a hard worker and doesn't necessarily need a boss anymore, but is, you know, humble enough and not egotistical that he can still follow orders. You know, there's some Avengers that they just cannot follow orders anymore. And there is a man in the Bible named Luke who was known for having a personality that was kind of like an ISTJ. He was a very close friend of Paul, who was referred as being the beloved physician. Luke was someone in the Bible who was a medical doctor. Therefore, when he gave, you know, his version of the whole story of Jesus, you know, if you go into the New Testament, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you look at Luke, it's his perspective and what he thought. He was someone whose opinion was respected, just like Steve Rogers. He was also called a fellow laborer, meaning that he was not lazy. He worked hard, similar to a soldier. And Luke traveled around with Paul as they shared the gospel. And according to the book in the Bible, Luke, he was very descriptive when he was talking about, you know, the navigations that they were taking in the routes. So some would say that Luke was someone that was really good with directions. He was well traveled, and out of every person that wrote books in the Bible, Luke was one of the people that was the most descriptive and educated while writing. He was someone that people looked up to and listened to. And that just kind of reminded me of Captain America. He seems to have a few of those qualities. I mean, no, Steve's not a doctor, but he is a fellow laborer and picks up his slack, you know, in the Avengers team. He doesn't stray off and do his own thing. You know, Steve Rogers is, he's the quiet leader. You know, he is the one that is like Luke, you know, the one that when he speaks, people listen. And I just think of that funny moment in the Avengers when, you know, the New York Police Department is fighting the aliens and they're not sure what to do, but Captain America, he commands the defense strategy and he stands on top of the car and he just says what to do. And, you know, they listen and obey. They know honorable authority and power when they see it. And I think, unfortunately, in today's society, we see less and less men that, you know, they don't have that entitlement personality, men that are powerful, you know, as well as kind. You know, Steve Rogers and Luke in the Bible are men that are observant and good examples of someone that should be respected. We should strive to be honored and respected. But if we aren't kind and humble in the process, then we don't deserve that. Captain America is an example of someone in the Marvel Universe who is respected. You know, he's not the rich, you know, jerk or you know, this cocky person, but he's just purely respected because of his skill and his experience and his kindness and his humbleness and moral character. You know, and obviously we can't all be like Iron Man, but if you want to be respected and honored, you know, you do have to start with kindness, I think. So that was kind of just going into what he stands for. But I also wanted to talk about the emotion of Captain America and his struggles. Throughout Captain America's journey in the Marvel Universe, he has gone through a lot. In the third section of what I wanted to talk about, I kind of wanted to dive into the struggles that he faces, you know, the mistakes that he's made, and the decision on what to do in certain moments. You know, the not so perfect. As we see, when, for everyone that's seen the first Captain America film, you know, he and Bucky are you know, they're best friends. And he lays down his life several times for Bucky and even other people too. So when he finds out that Bucky is still alive and yet, you know, brainwashed to kill him in the second one, Steve still goes, you know, to the end of the line to save him and help him. And at this point, we think, you know, wow, he's such a wonderful friend. But, you know, every Iron Man fan thinks a little differently about Captain America. Now, you know, you're probably listening to this thinking, you know, which everyone in that, when that watched Civil War, had their opinion on which side they took. And I think that was kind of the goal of that movie, was kind of just to ask a lot of questions and figure out what was going on between those two and kind of justifying each character. But I don't really know if either one of them is right or wrong, but these guys had their reasons in the movie. And as for Captain America defending Bucky, even throughout Civil War, you know, it makes you ask the question, what would you do in a situation like that? Is it actually possible to be so loyal to someone that it is it to a fault? You know, I'm not sure. In the Bible, there's these two people that were best friends, David and Jonathan. They were such close friends that they were just like Steve and Bucky. Jonathan's own father, King Saul, wanted to kill David out of jealousy, and Jonathan still took his best friend's side, David. And, you know, that's who he was loyal to. And I think Steve is kind of like Jonathan, defending Bucky, even when Iron Man wants to destroy him for killing his parents. But Bucky is not David. Bucky was the brainwashed soldier trying to make sense of the world that he was thrown into. You know, he had to murder people without thinking. And, you know, the stories and characters are you know, different, but I think definitely Steve and Bucky were as close as Jonathan and David were in the Bible. But, you know, what would happen if your friend did something like that, horribly wrong? Would you still defend them to the end? You know, Captain America chose Bucky over Iron Man after he knew what Bucky had done. You know, why? Because Bucky was brainwashed. Therefore, you know, it wasn't his fault entirely. And that's who he's loyal to. And it was such a hard struggle for Captain America and Iron Man to have to go through all that. I couldn't imagine having a friend like Captain America that would defend you even when you've committed a horrible crime. And I think that's what Jesus, you know, would do for us. He doesn't approve of the crimes that we commit or the sins, but he doesn't think you should have, you know, you should be killed for it and you should deserve to die. You know, he's known you your whole life and his love for you covers a multitude of sins. Bucky does not deserve to have a friend like Steve, but yet he got one. And I think that when we choose Jesus, his grace in our lives, you know, and to have a friend that's like Jesus, we don't deserve his love and friendship either, yet we have it. It's not earned. It's just there. And it was like a gift. And Captain America struggled with that choice. Some Avengers, you know, thought his decision was a bad one. And also in the movie, they talk about other major issues, like the political choices of the Avengers too, which caused, of course, the all-out war with the team. And it was just one of those things where, you know, Steve had to pay for Bucky's mistakes too, which is just like, you know, how it is with Christianity. Jesus pays for our mistakes, and he had to pay. And I think, you know, if you think what Steve did for Bucky was the greatest thing a friend could ever do, you can't possibly imagine, you know, what God's already done for you. I think Captain America struggled with battling the good and evil, not only with villains, but his own friendships and choices. Everything was about making sacrifices. Captain America had followed his heart and his love for his friend, and he knew that he would lose Iron Man over it. I think if only, you know, everyone in this world knew that God's love for us was a million times greater than that, I feel like the whole world would be so much kinder and so much more appreciative and treat people, you know, so much better. And that kind of leads me into the last topic I wanted to talk about. You know, from the tiny Steve Rogers in the first Captain America to all the way to who he is, you know, at the end of, you know, the last two Avengers movies, I think we have seen, like, this huge transformation in his character as well. You know, his journey throughout those films has been really, really cool. And, you know, of course, as you can already see that I've talked about, I have found quite a lot of Christian spirituality about Captain America as I study his character. And I feel like, you know, God always uses people you would never expect to accomplish great things. In the Bible, there was a man named Paul who was chosen by God to teach the Gentiles, which were people that were not Jewish, about Jesus and the ways of God. And he actually described him as short, bald, had a unibrow. Like, he wasn't an extremely attractive person, but God chose him to go from town to town and preach, and people listened and people got saved. Paul had a specific calling on his life, and God chose Paul to do an exact mission. And it didn't even matter what he looked like. You know, when I learned of this, it reminded me that, you know, like the first Captain America movie where Steve was just this tiny guy, but that doctor, you know, just like Jesus, knew the man had potential, and he was truly a great soldier, despite what he looked like. And I feel like that's how God sees us, and that's how we need to see people. Oftentimes we look in the mirror, or we look at other people, and we think that, you know, they have to be a certain way, or they can only do a certain thing. But, you know, God looks at the heart, you know, and that's how we should be. And a little earlier, I talked about how Steve and Bucky had that special bond of brotherhood that David and Jonathan had in the Bible. You know, now I can't really say this about Steve and Bucky, but oftentimes God puts specific people in our lives to help us and for us to help them. It's called, you know, a divine intervention. And with comic book writers and producers, you know, they always seem to put Steve and Bucky together as friends for a reason. You know, they need each other. It's like this, it's this bond that's never broken. And another spiritual aspect of Captain America and what he stands for, he stands for loyalty, truthfulness, hard work, and kindness, which is, you know, there's so many scriptures in the Bible where it talks about that's what we need. You know, kindness is one of the things that, you know, the Holy Spirit stands for. You know, that's not really something that Batman necessarily thinks about all every day, but Captain America seems to do that. Even though I do love Batman. Captain America is not perfect, though. He didn't like the fact that Bucky was responsible for killing Iron Man's parents, yet decided not to tell him. You know, I think he had his reasons. I know he's very loyal to Bucky, but sometimes Captain America hides the truth. You know, studying Captain America when I was doing this blog, it was easy because there's a lot of great things about his character. But to me, the catch, though, is just because a character is good, it doesn't necessarily mean they are like Jesus. You know, I found these specific traits that reminded me of Jesus and also a few other characters in the Bible I've mentioned earlier, but I just want to encourage everyone, when you go watch these Avengers movies and Captain America movies, you know, if you notice any Christian spirituality in these characters, I would say, you know, try to spot the differences between a hero that's just being good and, you know, the heroic traits of people that are being like Jesus or other characters of the Bible. I think it's such an interesting way of looking at these movies. I know it's not for everyone, and sometimes I talk about things that may be a little bit over people's heads, just if you're not familiar with that kind of stuff, but if you do dive into it, it's really fun, and it's a very thought-provoking. But anyways, those were the different aspects of Captain America I wanted to talk about. Let me know what you guys think. Is there anything that I didn't talk about? Let me know. I want to hear about it in the comments.